Both the majority and the minority in Parliament organized separate news conferences shortly after the Speaker Edward Joe Ajaero ruled on the motion calling on the House to institute investigation into the sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis. The majority leader and minister in charge of government business in Parliament, Dr. Benjamin Kumbor, who read the statement to the press, said nothing untoward happened on the part of government in the sale of the Merchant Bank to Fortis, explaining that the Bank of Ghana, which did the necessary due diligence, approved the takeover.
It is clear from the above Senate SIC did not flout any regulation, and there was full transparency in this transaction, and the interest of the working people of Ghana was better served than throwing more workers' contribution into a leaking bank. The decision to go with Fortis was on the basis of value for money and value for the time, considering the rapid rate of decline and the potential loss of a major investment. The Bank of Ghana followed due process, the same process it has followed for any transaction of that nature, and there is sufficient documentation to support this opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the simple facts of this case. What worries the majority this time again is the repetition by the minority of the politics of running down governance institutions, which was begun last year by the NPP following the election petition. The integrity of the judiciary was attacked to a point when the judges had to react. This time, the integrity of the Bank of Ghana, which has supervisory and regulatory responsibility for this transaction, is being attacked by the process that the NPP minority initiated. Ladies and gentlemen, what is appalling is that Merchant Bank Ghana was run down largely due to the reckless exposure occasioned during the tenure of the NPP, and which needs public confidence to be resuscitated. The process which the NPP minority sought was going to make it almost impossible to revive the bank, to save it for its workers and their families and the contributors to the pension fund. It is also pathetic that so much shameless effort will be put into justifying the need to sell a national asset to a foreign bank, even in the light of a better offer by a Ghanaian-owned entity. What has happened to our sense of patriotism? We wish to state that the transaction was transparently conducted in conformity with all the laws of Ghana and under the supervision of the Bank of Ghana.
The Deputy Minority Leader and MP for Bimbila, Dominic Nitiwul, who also addressed the media, noted that what they sought to achieve with a call on the House to investigate the sale has nothing to do with politics. He described the ruling by the Speaker as unfortunate.
Though Article 103(3) of our Constitution gives us that power as Parliament, the Speaker allows the Majority Leader to curtail what Parliament is mandated by the Constitution to do. It's a very dangerous decision, very dangerous precedent, very dangerous decision, and very unfortunate. All we sought to find out was that Merchant Bank Ghana Limited was adjudged the best bank in 2007, and awards were given in 2008. In fact, that year, they were the best bank in advisory services, they were the best bank in competitive banking, and of course, the retail bank of the year. They won all. So we wanted to find out what caused Merchant Bank to move from being the best bank in Ghana from 2007 to being a bank that is on its knees as we stand today. It has nothing to do with politics. In fact, all we wanted to do cut across both political spheres. NPP time, NDC time. It has nothing to do with politics. We're just looking at Merchant Bank or the operations of Merchant Bank in the interest of the people of Ghana. So what is it that happened? Because if Merchant Bank is working and working well, you and me benefit. SNIT benefits, and that benefits will trickle down to the millions of Ghanaians. Are we happy that a pensioner goes to the bank at the end of the month and gets 100 CDs as his pension? No, that's all we're seeking to do.
You heard Deputy Minority Leader and MP for Bimbila, Dominic Nitiwul.